Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Montana's unemployment rate is 3.4%, which is under the national average of 3.8%. Stacker compiled a list of the counties with unemployed people and found Fallon County has the least unemployment at 1.4%. This evening through Sunday, in the first Interstate Arena and Metro Park at Billings, the 28th PBR will be held. Bull Rider Wyatt Rogers on why people like coming to the PBR.
Whether they admit it or not, it's probably the wreck. The chance of watching bull riding and seeing a wreck is very high if you're watching 40 guys get on a bull that night. And just the thrill of watching that or watching a great ride. And a couple of years ago, you got to watch Dakota Lewis, the home state guy, win the hometown event. So you never know what's going to happen in the sport of bull riding. So you're always on the edge of your seat waiting to see what happens.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Montana State University is proud to be named the number two military-friendly school in the nation by MilitaryFriendly.com. Montana State serves more than 530 veteran students and their families. Visit the Travis W. Atkins Veteran Support Center, home to MSU's veteran student mentors, support services, and a gathering space for veteran students, their spouses, and their families. Montana.edu/veteran.
The Foundation for Montana History recently announced its recipients for the 2024 round of grant funding. The Cooper Memorial Cemetery in Blaine County received nearly $9,000 to conduct a non-invasive investigation using ground-penetrating radar to identify unmarked graves. The Community Improvement Association in Fort Benton received $10,000 to complete repairs and restoration of the historic Keelbalt Mandan on the banks of Fort Benton. Bitterroot Valley local officials and community members brainstormed ideas to help alleviate the area's lack of affordable housing this week in Hamilton City Hall. The event was once a series of meetings held by U.S. House candidate Monica Trinnell's campaign in western Montana communities to discuss the affordable housing crisis. The Lewis and Clark County City Helena 911 Center had to reroute 911 emergency calls to Jefferson County Wednesday after an outage. Thursday, local law enforcement officials said they were able to get the calls rerouted to non-emergency lines. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.